Our coach's insight continues here on CARE 93.7, talking ACCHS basketball, joined by Boyd's head coach, that is Troy Hoffman. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, roughly four games, obviously within about an eight-day span. You had the midseason tournament last week, and then you'll get things going coming up tonight against Jefferson County North to get back into it. But how do you say your team has kind of handled this last stretch with these four games in about a week plus?
That was the theme at the beginning of the year. I think we had a stretch where we had four games like that, and then this stretch, too, almost feels like an NBA schedule sometimes. We get into situations like this. It's easy to get overwhelmed, but I think if you give your kids a goal for each game and a point of emphasis, something to hang our hats on and get better at, I think that's, you can take these situations that could be perceived as a negative and make them a positive. And that's kind of what we've done. We've tried to get better at that tournament on two or three things. One was rebounding the basketball, and number two was getting up the court quickly, because I think we are not doing ourselves a favor if we don't do that. And then if we do get stopped and the defense does get back, just executing what we want to do offensively. And those were the three key things I wanted to get out of this tournament here, and, we did those things. So I think it was a positive.
Yeah, it seems like offensively, certainly, had some strides in that midseason tournament, especially in that fifth place win over Oskaloosa, 64-56. It appears to be a season high in terms of points in a game with 64. Where was the execution at there and what you saw?
Well, there was two things I thought that was really good. Number one thing is a fundamental. The passer is the shooter's best friend, and too many times I have shooters reaching all over the place to get the ball. But I was really impressed with that Saturday game because the kids were not only, hitting the man when he was open, but delivering the ball in the man's shot pockets. There wasn't a lot of wasted movement. So we were able to get the shots up and out of our hands pretty quickly, and I was really impressed with that part of it. And I think that contributed a lot to the added points. Shoot, we haven't scored more than, 50 points or 40 points all year long, and then to do that, that made me pretty happy. And then the execution, they slowed down, and the basketball IQ, I think, is getting a lot better as the season progresses, and they slowed down and ran what we had set up and really focused on the fundamentals behind that, and again, contributes to the points that were put on the board.
And back to it tonight against Jefferson County North, the team you saw just a few weeks back at the beginning of the month, and that was a two-point JCN win. This Charger team is been in and out of the rankings in Class 2A. They're a 9-3 squad right now, towards the top of the league, of course, and a chance here at a rematch. What are you looking for to improve on and ultimately try to get a win?
Well, I want to see us build on what we have been doing here these last couple of weeks. And, again, it's a fundamental, and it's kind of been our nemesis all year long, but just the close shots, the layups, the focus that sometimes we lose. We focus more on the defender as opposed to focusing on a fundamental that it takes to make a shot. If there was a focus, that would be it right there. And we've got to keep the ball out of the paint. I don't know that we're doing a great job of that right now on defense. People seems to get in the lane quite easy against us, and that irks me a little bit. That's a pride thing, and we've been working on that, and hopefully that'll be a strength for us come tonight.
That's ACCHS boys basketball coach Troy Hoffman joining us here, brought to you by L&L Construction, coming off the midseason tournament. Back to it, Northeast Kansas League play tonight against Jefferson County North. Coach, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good luck in your game against JCN, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, I look forward to it.